Jerry Meyer, WGN. Hello. 312-981-7200. Patty, what's up?
Hi, Gary. I just had to get out of my car, and I just got, when I got in my car, I heard you talking about the cemetery, and someone had emailed you.
Yes, about Easter egg hunting.
Which ones? Well, this, it hits home with me, because I can tell you what cemetery was, and I raised a stink last year. I was furious, because my parents and my grandparents are buried there, and I called the village of Skokie. It's Memorial Park Cemetery, the Dignity, and they still had it this year. There were signs all up, and I was there Easter Sunday, and they had signs all over the cemetery, Easter egg hunt. And I think it's wrong. I was furious.
Of all the places to have an Easter egg hunt in Skokie, that in itself, to me, that's, I got to tell you a story. A few years ago, I was up in Glencoe, and I was looking for an Easter card, and I walked into a card shop, and they looked at me like I was from outer space. Do you know where you are?
I never thought about that.
No, where? You're in Glencoe,
well,
sir.
I never thought about that.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it seemed like the village was for me also. He hadn't heard of that last year, so he couldn't believe it.
So you disapprove of having Easter egg hunts in cemeteries?
Absolutely. Like I said, my parents are there. My grandparents, 3 out of 4. My grandparents are there, and it's not a place to have an egg hunt. It's a solemn place, and I was furious.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious now to see what the general flavor is from people who think that that is inappropriate and other activities that go on in cemeteries. I'm getting all kinds of texts like this one, Patty, where somebody said in Evergreen Park, St. Mary's, many bring lawn chairs and have picnics at the cemetery.
Oh, I think he told me that. When I called the cemetery, he had excuses. And he said, I said, why are you doing the egg hunt? He said, oh, it's for the community. I said, well, this, I don't think that, yeah, it's for Goodwin Parks and stuff and, you know, Optimist Clubs, but not in the cemetery. And he said the same thing, I think. He went in on telling about picnics and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think your loved ones are there and you want to sit and have some kind of moment, I think that's appropriate. But just for people to come in that have nobody in the cemetery, have a picnic, and this text also says that people are throwing frisbees, playing with their dogs.
Well, there's also a sign, I can't remember if it said no, because I mentioned I had to get out of the car when you said joggers. There's a sign that is, I think it says no bicyclists in the cemetery, and I've seen that too.
Yeah.
And I think if you were to get the story from Memorial Park in Skokie, in some cemetery, there were also, like, years ago, road car races and stuff. I was shocked. I was
car
definitely
races.
Shocked when he told me things. Yeah, I think that's what he said, too.
How would you do that in a cemetery?
On. Weird things. I don't know. Some weird things going on that shouldn't be, you know.
All right. Well, I'll assume that everything you said was correct, but I cannot vouch for what Patty said.
Well, I'll tell you, though, at the cemetery where my parents are, I have seen the picnic thing. I mean, it's an all-day
thing.
Yeah,
I've heard about those.
And I'm not exaggerating because people say that they had a volleyball net up.
Okay.
And now, grills.
And grills.
Where my parents are, yeah.
And this is not like on a spot that's open and then the graves are to the left. This is
right
amongst
the graves.
Right. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And you can't even park. You know, those roads
are
very
narrow. Right.
It's kind of scary to see that. To me, I mean, there should be a little reverence, right?
Scary the word? Or is it inappropriate?
It's inappropriate. I mean, but it is kind of scary.
Are you scared?
I am a little afraid because there's all of them and there's just me driving.
Yeah, okay. And if they knew who you were, they'd beat the bejesus out of you. But I've been hearing these things for years. I'm sure everybody has. And I know a lot of people take the cemetery as a very special, sacred place, and you don't want anything but people visiting their loved ones there. That's it. Okay. Let me just mention that on Thursday, the show will start at 3 on the stream. The Airstream will be up.
Streaming.
WGNradio.com, because the Cubs are going to be playing a day game, but I will start on time and then rejoin AM 720 when the game is over. There's a phone number that you can leave a message, and some of these phone calls have been making it on to the Airstream. And I am going to tell you right now that the vulgarity that has been raining down on that line will not be accepted. I could play it, but it just sounds like some people are swearing to swear to get on. That's not going to happen. 312-222-5404. 312-222-5404. Leave a message, and maybe I can play that on the stream on Thursday.
And we still haven't gotten the Tom Skilling F-bomb that was promised.
Okay. And like I said, that will not happen for a lot
of
reasons.
Will there be nudity?
Total. Oh, frontal,
okay.
Backal.
Awesome.
Backle. Topple. Bottomal.
Bottomal? Frontal? Rearal?
Rearal.
Power bottomal.
Greg.
Hey, Gary. How are you, sir?
Good.
I've been to Los Angeles, Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Have you heard of that place?
Yes.
They show silent films there on a Thursday night. And I was there one night with a couple of friends, and they said, you want to go see a movie? I said, sure, why not? And then they ended up taking me to the cemetery, and these people were out there like Ravinia and parked out with their picnic tables and et cetera, and watching these silent movies on the side of a big wall at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
And what is your feeling on that?
I was a little spooked.
Well, that's where they are.
You tell yourself, they charge phenomenal prices for their plot. It's like $55,000 on up for a plot. And the attraction is, obviously, there are a lot of old Hollywood celebrities buried there. But nonetheless, it's just kind of an odd feeling I walked out of there with. So.
Next thing will be concerts and everything else if they can make a little extra money. Thank you, Greg. Here's Leslie with that traffic. Karen, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
Hey, hi. Yes, the whole cemetery thing, when I was young, the city didn't take care of the cemetery, so the people had to. My grandmother would take us to the cemetery all the time, and she would clean around the stones of the family and stuff, and we played on the stones, and she taught us about death not being scary that way. And then I was told also that that's how city parks originally started, is that people would go and picnic amongst their loved ones. And then, of course, it got so large that somebody came up with the idea to make a city park. But people used to go picnic among the deceased.
Okay. All right. This all started with somebody saying that they thought Easter egg hunting at cemeteries was inappropriate. I'm getting all kinds of texts on this. Pretty sure they premiered the Breaking Bad finale in a cemetery in California.
Jeez.
I didn't watch the series, so I don't know.
But I never heard of that. I thought it would make news.
Cemeteries are the best place to relax, sit back, and smoke a fatty. These people are dead. Who cares? And then that person who called said they race. Yeah. Radio-controlled cars, guys.
Oh, okay. Which makes sense.
In Highland Park, the Easter Bunny arrives via helicopter and drops eggs onto the field for the kids. For real. Highland Park.
That would be a big Jewish contingent, wouldn't you say?
That's what I've heard. Here's another one. Up hers, they're all dead.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with an Easter egg hunt in the cemetery. Get over yourself. On with the phones now. Marty.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about a couple of years ago, I was playing golf up at Fort Sheridan before it closed down. And I'm like, the seventh or eighth hole is a dog leg left. And over to the right is the cemetery. And, of course, I sliced it into the cemetery, and the guy I'm playing with, as I flipped the fence, he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to go play my ball. And I was actually straddling one of the headstones, and I was able to hit my ball with the 7-iron right up onto the green. And my theory is, if I'm in that hole, I'm hoping someone's golfing on top of me. And he was just appalled with me.
Well, you can understand why some people be a little squeamish about that. If your father's or mother's grave was being straddled by a golfer, well, nobody would know. But anyway, Jim.
Yes, Gary.
Hey.
All my relatives are buried in the Catholic cemetery, and we hold it very, very sacred. I've been going there since 1965. All my great aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas are buried there, my aunts and uncles. And when we go to visit them, our actual grave sites are like 15 or 20 off of the road. We are so careful when we're walking. We got to walk near the foot of the other people's graves. We don't go anywhere near their actual graves or stone. Yeah. It's very sacred. And we line up around the grave site of our own relatives, and that's when we pray. We say what we want to say. Sometimes we'll trim the grass or clean off the stone, but otherwise it's very sacred. You just
have
respect for the
right
dead.
I'm kind of your camp. I don't like anything but going after the burial, and that's it, and then no messing around. I'm very respectful of cemeteries to the point where I won't even go if I don't have to. I never have visited my father's grave.
That's wild.
Yeah, I doesn't.
Do you even remember where it is? Like, could you find it? Do you think?
I think I could.
Because, I mean, it's been, what, some
22 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al?
Yes. I'm talking about Resurrection Cemetery and Bethania Cemetery. There used to be a road that separated. They ran from Archer to 79th Street, and there was a brothel right there between both Archer and 79th Street. The older gentleman from World War One, well, he's passed away, but he told me about that. He told me about this. I work here in Justice, and he told me about this whole area where the gangsters used to hang out, where they had their brothels. And a lot of it I know is true because it's still being passed down.
It's a whole area where things were laid to rest.
Oh.
Ba-da-dum. Ray.
Yeah, you know, every year they have a thing. It's a cemetery near Brookfield Zoo, not Fafner. And they have circus clowns performing with jugglers and magicians and maybe balloon animals. And it's something with the Showman's League.
Wasn't there some big carnival circus train wreck?
Yeah. They buried all the people there and elephants and stuff, too. So there's, like, elephant statues. And people are all in there. They bring folding chairs, you know, like lawn chairs out there. And people all sit and watch a show. And they have, like, clown bands and, you know, they play the grand prize game, all that stuff out there. Right there in the cemetery.
Right. That's because of some circus train wreck.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the elephant monuments they have there.
So that's why you see that. Wow. Imagine if you're hungover and you wander into that.
Pink elephant.
WGN. This cartoon boy from the Tribune returns his cartoon tomorrow. And I was saying the last time I described the cartoon that I wasn't quite getting it, but now I've been informed that the reason that he's doing this cartoon is because it's been reported that Mayor Emanuel takes a lot of trips. So his cartoon tomorrow that has no caption is Rahm as a flight attendant pushing a drink cart down the aisle of this plane, and then two passengers are commenting. And that's what that's referring to, all right? You have to send your caption to my Facebook page. That's the only way you can enter. The Gary Myers Show is where you find that. The top three winners that I pick will get a Gary Myers muff, and then gift cards will go out to some runners-up. So that's tomorrow after 5 o'clock when Scott comes in. We'll look at some of those captions. I got a text here, and this happened a few weeks back where Bibble was issued a challenge because he has stated several times that he throws away pennies and nickels if he gets them. He doesn't want to carry them around. And then somebody said, how about you give me all.
He's going to give me $20.
He gave you $20, and you're going to give him
whatever's in my change.
For what amount of time?
From March 10th through June 10th, 3 months.
And I saw the jar. It's about a third full already.
Yeah.
It's not $20 worth, I don't think. But
no, but we still have another month and a half. I mean, who knows? I don't know if I'm going to make out on this or not, to be honest with you. Because I'm putting in quarters, too.
Why?
I mean, I usually throw out my nickels and dimes.
Why are you putting quarters in there? That doesn't...
Well, I'm just giving all my change, because he's complaining how...
But originally it was...
Pennies and nickels I throw out.
You don't carry them around, you don't have any use for them, so you just...
Well, if I get that as change at Walgreens or somewhere, I will...
throw it away.
Throw it in the garbage. I'll wrap it up in the receipt, and then just
throw it
in the garbage.
Just throw it away, or... as is the case in the parking lot here, and Leslie's made over $5,000 parking next to you because you will just throw it out of your little cup holder. You'll just throw it right on the ground. You don't want any part of it.
Well, I go through the cup holder. To your point, I go through the cup holder sometimes because it gets too much.
Right, you just toss it.
Yeah, it's like,
and she finds that all the time.
Yeah, it's definitely the supplement to the income that I need in this.
And a number of texts have pointed out, and you make fun of Star Wars stormtroopers, of all people, making fun of anybody.
I don't get it.
Yeah, what I mean.
What are you saying?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, that's a whole different realm. I'm talking about a talented musician, an artist, legend.
Who?
Elton John, who I follow. Now, you're talking about a movie with some villains.
Sure, okay.
And some forces.
Well, there's the pot calling the kettle black. Now, that is a phrase I understand. The shoe is on the other foot. Been getting all kinds of response to that. It's similar, Gary, to the ball is in your court. It's about negotiation in business. and you are starting to scare me that you don't know these simple, well-used idioms. It's a back-and-forth thing. Got it? And then another text, please discuss cuter than a bug's ear.
That's next hour.
And then tomorrow between 5 and 6, mausoleum talk. You got it. You've come to the right place.
Boy, those mausoleums nowadays, you know, my grandparents are in a mausoleum. And, you know, say 30 years ago when it wasn't too long after they passed away, you see a lot of people in there. But now all the people in those mausoleums, those older ones, they've all been dead for 60 years. Even their kids are older or dead. So now you walk into a mausoleum, these older ones,
mm-hmm.
there's not a soul in them.
So no joggers, no picnickers, no bicycle riders.
I mean, it's scary. You walk in there, and most of the one that where my grandparents are, now the rooms are like movement activated for lights because they don't want to keep the lights burning all day because there's hardly anyone in there.
All right. More of that tomorrow between 5 and 6.
Now that's scary.
Oh, yeah. Okay, don't go then. Stay home.
Well, what?
Just past the Shell station at 111th and Ridgeland, regular unleaded 375. If you see a low gas price, call us, and we'll share that with you.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gas people helping gas people. In fact, I saw a place went down 5 cents today. A place I usually were 407, now they're 402.
Oh, great. That should make a big dent in your... I like the fact that you're concerned about gas prices, yet you're throwing money, literally throwing money away.
These are pennies and nickels.
And quarters
once again.
Now.
Well, no, I'm giving him the quarters. I'm not throwing those away. But my point is if I get change now, when I get change, I'm throwing it in that little till.
Okay.
Because to be honest with you, I don't think he's going to – I feel bad because I know that I'm right and I'm going to get more than $20. I'm going to not have more than $20 to change. So me throwing away that $20 or that change is not really adding up to much.
All right, but you still have 2 months to go.
Isn't it still U.S. currency? So, in fact, you really shouldn't be destroying it.
Not destroying it.
By throwing it in a garbage can?
He's disrespecting it. I'll give you that.
Why? Someone could find it. She's finding it.
Only when you throw it under my car.
But then again, I will not give anybody like change in their cup on the street.
Okay. Oh.
That I won't do.
A lot of consistency
You can find it if you want.
Would you give them dollars?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
In fact, now there's a new spot. Usually there's a guy on by the Eisenhower where I get on. And they're always there with the signs, mm-hmm. you know. Now they found a new spot on a little side street that I take that has a stoplight, so you have to sort of stop there and cars congregate.
And make eye contact.
And now they stop there.
Yeah. And it's really
This close. Is behind a Jewel.
Okay.
It's not even on a main street.
Rick, you think the people in Sudan have these problems like we have?
Well, no. I just figured it has a change at all walking counters or Jewel, whatever. They always containers for cancer kids or kids with leukemia. Instead of just throwing the garbage, wouldn't it be better just...
Yeah, why don't you do that? They have those little containers at the counter.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. I never thought of that.
Of course you
never
thought of that.
Go to McDonald's and throw it in for the, you know, Ronald McDonald Charities.
Why, do they have a little...
Right, for anybody.
When you drive through, they have a place for it.
Rick, he's a one-man wrecking crew. He doesn't recycle hanger. He doesn't recycle anything.
I was born in the wrong time. If I was in the 40s right now, my entire behavior would not be questioned.
Okay.
I fit in the 30s and 40s. Waste, don't care about anything.
Yeah.
That was where I should have been born.
Yeah.
All this hippie stuff,
right,
I was born at the wrong time.
I think all of us agree, Rick. This man is in the wrong section of the universe.
You can't eat a steak anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck?
Right. You can't make fun of crippled people like we used to.
I'm over there. There's a guy in a wheelchair. I'm giving a high five. Nice job. And he gives me a hard time.
Yeah. Boy, it's rough out there.
Why don't you slip him? Instead of giving a high five, why don't you slip him a five?
Now, that would have been more insulting, I think. This guy came up a ramp and... Bibble, hey, good job.
Well, I thought it was nice. I mean, I was proud of him.
Okay.
I always heard about kids who ate paint chips as children, and now
I think we know the results. Is your whole house asbestos?
And lead.
Asbestos, you know. Steve, what's up?
Gary, how are you, my friend?
Good.
You know, a little bit ago, Bibble was talking about mausoleums, and he said there's not a soul in there. My question is, if there were souls in there, wouldn't they be alive?
Well, a soul, it depends on how you define that. They are souls. That's the way I look at it. That's your soul. That's all that's left, right?
Well, I thought the soul's gone. Isn't that, I mean, oh, I'm Catholic, well, that's what I believe. I believe the...
I guess, I understand what you're saying, but I always think there's a soul, at least part of your soul, somewhere still behind.
Yeah.
Well, I just meant visitors. I meant there were no visitors to visiting the people.
No live souls visiting the souls that have left.
Exactly.
Okay.
Whereas when I used to go there when I was younger, my goodness, it was jammed.
And a number of texts are plain beating Bibble down for throwing change away.
Oh, jeez.
He makes too much money.
What
a jerk. Give it to the needy. Oh. Why do you do this?
It's pennies and nickels. I'm not throwing away $100 bills.
But that adds up.
First of all, I don't even use that much change. I don't get that much change. I usually use a credit card. Where unless I go to Walgreens or the Jewel and buy some milk or something, where am I going with dollar bills?
I don't know.
Do you use dollar bills that much? Where do you
You're
use
going
money?
To strip club with dollar bills, aren't you?
That's where Kim uses most of her singles.
I've given her a few, actually. No, but my point is, where do you even use change anymore? You don't really.
I do have that change caddy in my bathroom at night. I'll come home and I'll take the change out of my pocket and put it in there. And then tomorrow I'll take a handful, put it back in. Now, you're right. On a daily basis, how much time? But I'm trying to consciously, when something is, say, it's $3.72, I go, I got the change because I'm trying to get rid of the change, but it doesn't seem to dent that.
But they don't want you. They want to get rid of their change. Yeah. They're like, don't worry about it.
Especially if it's, say, it's 77 cents and I'll go for the 7 pennies. You're right. They start rolling their eyes like, I don't want your pennies.
Well, my point is, though, I never really realized it until, I mean, now you can't, I mean, with the way gas prices are, I used to always pay for gas with dollar bills. But now it's always $50. So who's got $50 to spend on gas? So you use your credit card. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Jewel or any kind of a grocery store, if it's over $30 or $40, credit card. So where are you getting all this change? I'm not throwing away that much change. Right. I'm just saying when I do get it, if it's a nickel or a penny, I need 100 pennies to make a dollar. How long am I going to wait for that? I need 20 nickels to get a dollar.
Well, you can also take all that change to the grocery store, you know, and dump it in that thing, and then they give you the money.
The paper currency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him have his little life.
I save quarters and I save dimes.
But not nickels and pennies. A lot of people have said this every time you get into one of your Bibble-isms. Oh, it's George Costanza. Oh. It's a walking, living George Costanza.
Well, you know what? I always, when I watched that show, I would always laugh at George because I'm like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I see where he's coming from.
Or when I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think that Larry David's character is completely correct on most of what he says. Mm-hmm. Everybody hates him on the show, but I go, you know, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
And he wrote George Costanza.
Right.
So,
you know, I talked earlier about the woman in Beecher who had her Kubota stolen. And if you don't know what that is, then maybe it's time for you to go listen to some music. I didn't know what it was, to be honest with you. Oh, I got to play the tape again because this was on the news last week. This was the first story out of the box on the 10 o'clock news on Channel 5. And I just thought it was a funny combination of a tractor name and the woman's name whose tractor was stolen. Can you play that, Craig? Is he here or did he go to home?
No, he's there.
He's already went home.
He's
went home.
He's gone. No, he's there.
He's done. Okay,
he's on the phone right now.
He's on the phone. He's on the phone with Don.
Is Don on the phone?
Don
and
on
where
the
are
phone?
Those pictures, by the way?
Greg,
got to find that thing.
You got it? Yeah, give him a second. I guess you can't listen to all. Well
he's got he's got other responsibilities.
He does. He's got a multitask.
Multi-platform.
Well, to his defense, I didn't say I was going to play it again. But now that I've started this, I want to hear that tape again.
And the funny thing is that this Kubota thing started because you thought the name was funny of her name.
Right.
Not so much about the tractor.
Well, only because the tractor and her name are very similar. I just thought, what are the chances? Got it?
From inside their barn.
They had bolt cutters that they cut.
Nope.
Cutters that they cut the line and opened the door, went in, stole the Kubota.
Owner Pinky Janota and her volunteers would use the donated Kubota to haul food and water to feed the animals.
Imagine it's 10:01 Thursday night, and this is starting to unravel. But that's how I think.
There are no fires.
That's just funny to me. Pinky Jabota and got her Kubota stolen. I just thought, oh, well. And, I mean, it's a sad story because this woman has all these animals, but the name thing. Kubota and Jabota.
I like Pinky.
And if she lived in Mendota and knew Abe Vigoda, and I get all that. That's all funny, too.
Go.
From the WGN Allstate Showcase Studios.
A man who is known far and wide for his after-dinner talk.
Take that.
It's the 6 o'clock hour.
Oh, Gary!
Good evening, America. Which of the following stories is not true? Not true. Swiss fighter jets did not intercept an Ethiopian airline plane hijacked by the co-pilot that landed in Geneva because it happened outside of regular business hours in Switzerland for the Swiss Air Force.
Here it is. It's no big deal.
Mayor Emanuel wants to arrange a giant picnic in Grant Park this summer to bring gang members together to see if they can find some common ground besides drugs and killing each other.
Can we talk about this?
A movie theater in England showing the movie Noah had to be canceled when a torrential downpour flooded the theater.
That never happens here.
A man checking into a hotel in London noted the hotel did not allow pets and joked he had a large snake in his pants.
Good Lord.
When he got home, the hotel sent him a letter banning him from the hotel for violating the hotel's no pet policy.
Have a nice day.
Okay, I know we'd love to have a big gang picnic here, but that story is false.
And
yes, sir.
Punch me in the face. Go ahead.
I say y'all having a good time out there.
I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting from the Allstate Glass Box on your Blackhawks, Cubs, Nation Mothership, the 720 Dreamliner, the Super G, WGN, Chicago. Tom, I know you can't show the pictures of insects and other animals having carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
So I have hijacked that. I made a video. It's on WGNradio.com. It's my latest video installment of said things having carnal knowledge.
Well,
now take a look at that and see if something sparks you. And if you still want to grab it, it's yours for the taking.
I can rip the idea off, can I?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, and then, I love the music, too.
And then a few texts that did not make air at WGNradio.com.
You know, Gary, I think this music definitely has a place on that segment. Can you imagine running? You know, nobody does that, runs a music bed with their pictures.
Why
don't, also,
do you run music under your weather photos?
No, but, you know, it wouldn't be a bad idea, would it?
First of all, it's going to have to be public domain because you'd have to pay. That's the first thing they're going to tell you.
Right.
At Channel 9. No, we can't do that because we have to pay for it. So you got to find something that's in the public domain.
Well, I think we're allowed to. What is it? ASCAP or what is the
BMI and ASCAP, big publishing firms. Yeah.
Sure. Don't we pay for that? I'm sure we do.
Well, so I don't know what the TV station's arrangement is, but I know WGN AM does not.
Oh, okay.
Because I was told that in no uncertain terms when I tried to play a song once. We don't pay licensing. You don't play any music, you hear?
Well,
it's a yapper. It's a total 50,000-watt yapper.
We could have weather producer Bill Snyder hum in the background, you know.
Okay,
something
if
like
that works for you.
That would work.
Yeah. Well, check what you are allowed to do there. Maybe the morning show does a lot of stuff that is under that umbrella.
Yeah.
And you can get in under that one.
Well, I could get Paul Conrad to sing in the background.
Sure. Whatever you need to do, Tom, to spark that little segment
up. Sure.
The problem is that all the other weather people are doing it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not that unique, and you got to do something outside the box.
Well, I hope that our choice of pictures is...
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty
your,
neat. You
your
know,
pictures are much different than the others.
Right.
That's what you got to sell.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. And we have some wonderful photographers out there. Somebody sent a picture of the windmill out in the Fox Valley out by Geneva and the Fabian windmill out there. And they showed the eclipse of the moon last week framed against this windmill. It was really quite a dramatic shot. I put that up on Facebook. We had over 200,000 folks look at that. It was pretty amazing.
Okay, well, maybe I'm talking out of my keister. I guess you know what you're
Gary,
doing.
This
is nice. This is that pure Michigan.
Is that what
that's the music that Tim Allen commercial is over.
Those are always beautifully done.
Yes.
So, yeah, I like that. That would be very nice.
Yeah, see what music is available for your little segment there. How about that?
Well, I like your, the music you come up with. It sounds like something that Barry White would use as a
Yeah, baby. It's my weather photo segment.
Sure, that's right.
So you say that it's going to, well, the 3 o'clock report, you had some, well, next week I would just grab your ankles and
get
ready.
You know something, this is really unusual. We're getting into one of these really, this blocking pattern where the jet stream just waves all over the place. And, you know, they say that's one of the features. There's a line of thought in climate change science that these wavy jet stream features are going to become more common. And they set up what are called blocking patterns, which is where it slows the progression of all the weather systems down. This thing that's developing, we've got a sprawling high up over Hudson Bay and a big storm over the southern Midwest. And between the two of them, there's going to be quite a wind circulation. And literally, I just took a new run off the off our computers here that goes into Saturday. They've got the winds dictated by this combo of this high pressure and low pressure from Saturday into Friday night next week on this latest run. So that would mean those two weather systems would dominate our weather for the next week. Which
what kind
is pretty
of wind?
Unusual.
What kind of wind are we talking?
Well, we're talking, you know, 20, 30 mile per hour winds when they get going. And the substantial thing about this, significant thing, is they come off the lake. So that's pretty cool, you know, chilly. And we're getting some pretty good rain numbers. A couple of models kick out over 3 inches of rain altogether for the next week period. So, you know, it's not what we want to see.
I'll have to cover my new rabbits. I got rabbits for Easter.
Did you?
I got to cover those up if this is the case.
You moved on to rabbits, huh?
Yeah.
How's that? Now, how do the rabbits get along with your
I've
dog?
Always had rabbits and little chicks and stuff. Uh-huh. I find those fun.
Jeez. Well, I learn more things about you in nightly conversations.
Well, that's why we have this segment.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming right back. Here's Leslie. Right?
There are going to be candles tomorrow with this.
I don't know what the celebration is. You'll have to tune in. But the good thing is you'll be there and look up on a monitor and see all of it going on. It's going to be on Channel 9.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. I heard we were talking about it during the 5 o'clock news show here. Yes.
All right. And the weather is... I see people outside the Allstate studio on Michigan Avenue. Some are in shorts, and other people have their hood up. And it's a whole combo platter of... how good you feel about cold weather.
Right.
Some people are just saying, I don't care, it's spring, I'm dressing for the calendar, not the temperature.
You know, it's interesting, Gary. We do this map which shows the 24-hour temperature change, and all along the lake, that's where the big temperature drop has been compared to yesterday at this time. Some places are up to almost 30 degrees cooler than last night, so it's pretty nippy out there, and tomorrow there'll be a light lake breeze. But light is the operative word. Today's wind is blowing at a pretty good clip. So tomorrow, don't expect that to go very far inland. But on the other hand, I don't think we're going to get out of the low 50s away from the lake tomorrow and 40s at the shoreline. And then we shoot into some warmer air on Thursday and Friday. You know, all this talk about what's going to happen on the weekend and next week will be transparent to us at least through the end of the week, because I think we'll be well into the 60s Thursday when showers and thunderstorms arrive in the afternoon. And Friday looks partly sunny and windy. We could get up to 70 degrees on Friday. So that would be nice.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
This out of China. Chu Ziyang arranged for 1,100 live ducklings to be dropped in the home of his employer, Hung Bin, in a dispute over wages. This guy worked for Bin for 3 years. He said that Bin owed him about $500 in unpaid wages, and so he had 1,100 ducklings dropped on his front porch. There's a picture of this. You can imagine what 1,100 ducklings, you can imagine that mess.
Well, I'm sure that'll expedite the raise,
yeah,
too.
That
I'm sure
help.
The boss really loves him. You know, I find, you know, when I talk to my boss, that's what I do. I, you know, ducks in there. I'm sure you do too, Gary.
Pay up or you're going to have a whole bunch of mess in your front yard.
Right, yeah. Jeez. What did he do? Then did he TP his home after that, too?
I don't know. I think they had some agreement after that things were going to get taken care of.
Right.
And then there's this guy in Florida. He caught an 805-pound Mako shark.
Mm-hmm.
And this was from the shore. He caught this shark off the
shore. How much did it weigh?
805 pounds.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Okay, so he goes on about how he doesn't want people to get the impression that Gulf waters are teeming with sharks, and he doesn't want people to go rushing out to the beach to try and land the big fish either.
Gee.
He said it's all about the sport. According to this guy, the majority of the sharks he pulls in get tagged and released. But after an exhausting hour-long fight, he said the 11-foot Mako shark couldn't be saved. Well, it's because you were pulling on it for an hour.
Yeah.
This is kind of like the Sirhan logic. Well, if Robert Kennedy were alive, he'd let me go. But you killed him. See, there's that.
Yeah.
We release about 98% of what we catch, this guy says. We only bring in the ones too injured to swim away. We tried to revive the fish and send him back out, but he was too worn out to swim because you were pulling on his jaw for an hour.
Probably. Well, it's like we've discussed before. You know, I mean, whenever you catch a fish and they, you know, they pull the hook out of these poor things and say, oh, you know, they don't feel anything. And, you know, I haven't heard of one of these fish interviewed, you know, to come back and tell us how exactly they feel about all this. But, yeah, you can imagine hauling in an 800-pound shark. I wonder what kind of line he used for that.
I don't know, but he butchered the shark and cooked it for his community. It fed 250 people.
Well, that's nice.
But this guy also holds the record for the largest tiger shark caught from shore in Florida, a 949-pounder.
Gee.
4 years ago.
Well,
he released that one.
That kind of makes you think twice before you put the swim trunks on and you head out into the surf there, doesn't it? That he's catching that right off the shoreline.
Yeah, this is all from the shore.
What's swimming between our legs?
Hey, now.
Gee.
You don't want to hook that.
No. No, you don't.
All right.
But I wouldn't want that.
All right, isolate that piece of tape. Send it to Nick DiGilio. He'll have some fun with it. Tom Skilling says, what's swimming between our legs?
I know. Yeah. Taken out of context, that sounds bad. But seriously, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh,
and now.
Here's our music.
This is another segment.
Yeah.
Tom Skilling taken out of context. That's like that. And what? I like this bit that Kimmel does. Unnecessary censorship.
Right.
And he takes people just talking on various TV things.
And blanks out
and
certain.
And bleeps out, and it sounds like, wow, what did they say? But it was nothing.
Well,
but the way it's bleeped.
He used a segment. I said, look at this. And then they bleeped it out, and I was saying this Winfield, you know, and it just.
You were on that. That's right. You were on that segment.
Yeah. Somebody called that to my attention and said that they used
a clip. Do we have
that, Craig?
Can you find that? Tom Skilling. Bleeped out on Jimmy Kimmel. I was watching that. That's right. Hey, they just bleeped Tom.
Yeah. And I said, you know me, how worked up I get about pressure fields and all. You know,
sure.
No other normal human being gets upset like that about that. But I said, look at this Winfield. And he made it sound like I was talking about something else.
That's what it is all about. Unnecessary censorship.
Yeah.
And yesterday I mentioned that Chicago was listed as the funniest city in the U.S.
I saw that.
And I didn't give you the other nine.
Yes.
The top 10, number 10, Seattle, 9, San Francisco, 8, Denver, 7, L.A., 6, New York, 5, Portland, 4, Washington, 3, Atlanta, 2, Boston, and Chicago, the number one funniest city in the U.S.
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? Because we have Second City here. I mean, that's famous, but... isn't that interesting? I would have thought somewhere out on the West Coast would take that award, but good for us.
That's right.
Good.
We need some kind of laughter after the weekend shooting totals.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Tom, here's how it's all going to go down.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm on after the Cubs game.
Yes.
So I'll check with you at 6 o'clock, and then Thursday, streaming, so we'll do the regular show starting at 3 on the stream.
Great.
And you've done that, so you know how that works.
Yes.
All right.
It's
have a great night. I got to go.
You too, Gary.
All
go ahead.
Baseball coming up, pregame with Judd, and then Cubs in Arizona. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.